Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Culture Lab. You know what it is. It's time for Big Facts, Big Bang, Baby Jade, DJ Scream. Today we welcome the OG, the legend, the one and only Henry Welch. Comedian Henry Welch, that is.
Hey, Big Facts.
My boy, the most feared man in comedy.
Yes, sir.
You know we ain't gonna sit here and ask you no Q&A back and forth. This is the Henry Welch Show today.
You already know what it is. We ain't holding back. Yeah. So, you know, it's all good. Whatever we want to do, we're gonna do it.
How long so let me ask you this.
Okay.
Why these comedian niggas don't be funny?
They ain't gave up. They don't have it in them. It's like they all trying to go viral. And then they don't understand if you do go viral, you still get booked to do a show. You gotta be funny. Yep, they don't understand. So we under the spotlight right now. All that been whining and crying. Now they looking at us for real, seeing if we really, if y'all stealing these people jokes, what's going on? You know me, I'm a be Henry Welch every time. I ain't never worry about it. I've been like this all my life. I knew I was him in the fifth grade. We was getting ready to go on a field trip.
Well,
and when nobody get on the bus, and the teacher said, why not? We went on the bus that Henry Welch get on. Because we know he going to be joining and we're going to have a good time. But this is how I always be. You can ask my mother, Teresa, who's turning 80 years old this year.
Hey, Mom. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Big up the mother, Teresa.
Yes.
That's what it is. So would there be anything else in the world or life you would be doing other than comedy?
Like, if I used to be a teacher.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. And I woke up one day and say, why am I getting up so early for some kids who probably ain't going to make it? Just wait for it. No, I really was teaching school though, but then I got the call to do Def Comedy Jam. It was like, okay. I'm going straight forward. Yeah. So I just went full time. Once I got on Def Comedy Jam, I ain't looked back.
Mm.
Yep, that changed my life.
Where you draw the inspiration for your comedy? Because, like, it seems like, I ain't gonna say you be freestyle, but it's so like watching you at the shit show is just so random. Like, how does this nigga think like this? You know what I'm saying? See, like, where's the inspiration come from?
Just like today, every day, I know this is gonna sound crazy to some people. I read 2-3 different newspapers every day. I always done that all my life, not because I'm a comedian. You know, I just always like to be with my grandmother and they could go get the paper off the yard. We used to read it together with my grandfather because I'd be at their house, my mother and father at work. Right. So I'm prepared to talk about anything. You notice that no matter what happened, I'm going to have something new to talk about. And a lot of comedians can't do that. They just sit there with the same old routine and it gets stale and boring. So that's why I had the shit show. I'm really not doing that, but having fun. It's like I'm the warm-up back, but I'm still going to be funny too. Because I'm getting the crowd right for the rest of the show with Bank and all the rest of the crew.
Well, I want to personally thank you on Big Facts when we go forward for always sparing me. Because when I used to be an uptown comedy club, I'd be a shit show. I'd be like this.
Yeah. But you DJ Scream, you know, you always been good with me, and that's what I'm saying.
That's so, thank you for sparing
always
me.
Been up.
Because I know you could tear me up.
Yeah, well, I'd be like, I mess with you a little bit, but I ain't going to bother because you always been a good with me. That's what it is.
That's what's up.
What make you get out of nigga like when you in there like?
Because sometimes people being did something or said something crazy, or I see them walking in.
So like hecklers.
Oh, the hecklers can't stand it with me. I already try to tell them. I'm one of those people. I don't care what you say to me, but I know you ain't going to be able to take what I'm going to say back.
Plus, I got a mic.
And I got a mic, and I'm going to be way more ignorant.
Yeah.
Just from down to understand. You might make the 3-4 people laugh. It's 400 in here. I'm going to make all 400 laugh.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of them be like, damn, I want to beat him up. It's comedy. Some people can't take a joke. A lot of these comedians can't take jokes neither. I've been seeing a lot of them get mad. Yeah.
You think when Cat Williams did his sit down, was he being a comedian or was he being
serious?
Just,
he was doing comedy, but he was telling the truth too. It's a lot of stuff been going on with comedy.
What percentage of the truth? What percentage of the truth?
95%.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow.
About the joke stealing and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you think they call Henry Wells the most feared man in comedy? It ain't because I did that gangster. It's because Ricky Smiley said he had a restraint on me to keep me off the show, Comic View. See, we both from Birmingham.
Yeah.
But he wanted all to shine. See, yeah, he thought that story was going to never come out. Just like, he had said a couple of things. We've been saying my name. Like, we was on tour with Mike Epps, and the first thing he told the promoter, I don't feel safe around Henry Wells. I took out a restraint on him. The promoter looking at him crazy. These are Mike Epps dates. Yeah. I've been dealing with all type crazy stuff with him. Yeah.
So
y'all from the same hometown?
Yeah, he wanted all to shine. He screwed up the comedy game in Alabama. Yeah.
Damn. So what, I mean, like, and then
he saw him crying. What you crying for? Ain't no way I'm going to cry on TV because of what somebody said about me. I'll pay a crackhead to stand there and cry for what I do. I ain't finna cry.
Who cried?
Ricky Smiles. When Cat Williams said he had to wear the dress and all that, he broke down to me. He was making some tea, made the whole state of Alabama look bad. Yep.
So, because niggas got to travel. So if you see Ricky Smiley in the airport.
He ain't going to do nothing but wrong. He ain't going to do none of that. That's what he do. Yeah, he one of them people. He do a lot of talking behind it. He do a lot of low down stuff behind the scenes. But when it's time to face the music, I hit him in his job before. Wait. Yeah.
Hold up, Scream.
Yeah.
Hold up, Scream.
What is it?
You say you winning this shit.
Oh, yeah, in Birmingham. That's what I'm saying. That's why I moved from Birmingham. I really would be locked up. I'm the reason why they got the first 48 in Birmingham.
You say you?
Yeah. That's why I'm over in Atlanta.
Now, what he did, Henry?
He be, you know, just different little low-down stuff. The restraining order. One day he said something
if you hit him.
So basically him taking out the restraining order prevented.
That's a lie, though. He was just saying that. To keep me out. He was hosting Comic View out here in Atlanta. Yeah. And I was supposed to be on the show. And a lot of comedians thought that was funny at first. And I'm telling them, y'all some cowards. Because that really ain't funny. We ain't got a lot of TV shows. We really need that show to be seen. Yeah. And he get the job and he go tell them, I can't be on it. Yeah. Big up to J.J. Williams and Black Casper because they was real upset. They really wanted to go put hands on him. I'm like, no, don't. Y'all still do y'all show.
Mm. Black Casper got the gray eyebrows. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
Who you think the GOAT will come in?
Well, to me, it's so many different people. But I'm going to say a name that people ain't going to look crazy. But one of my favorites is like Franklin Ajayi. You know who that is? That's the guy that played The Fly. With the big afro, he's very intelligent. Black dude. Mm-hmm. You got to pull him up. He cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. people like that. Red Fox, I like people like that because he put so many funny people around him. Red Fox. Yeah, a lot of comedians don't like nobody else funny to be around.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about Paul Mooney?
He was a fool.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't give a damn.
At all?
Yeah.
At all?
Yeah, he was a great writer. He helped out. Yeah, he was great.
Okay, yeah.
And to me, Mike Epps, I had to give him his prop because he put a lot of comedian on the show. He don't care who good in front of him. Then the people I respect who ain't scared of nobody.
Yeah.
That's where we come from. Right. 559. But people throw a chair at you.
Shout out to Bruce Bruce.
You know it. Bruce Bruce. That's mm-hmm. where we come from.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Nard. Shout out. Rest in peace to Dirty South. Mm-hmm. That's where we come from, that era where you had to be funny. 559 used to be so gangster. Black people would tell me, Henry Welch, I give you the money. You go up there and tell the jokes. Give me half of it. Because they didn't want to get booed. But you was going to get all your money. There's one thing about the 559. When people used to come in town, they'd be like, oh, man, I ain't never got booed. Well, you got booed tonight, but here go your money. See, they used to be thinking they ain't going to get their money. No, Mike Cato going to give you the money. Then we're going to go spin it at Blue Flame.
Right.
Because Bruce Bruce was hosting the amateur night. We would all the comedians would go over there with him after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever met your match, like, on some Jones and shit?
Yeah, can't none of them do that with me with the Jones. Me and Mike Epps do it at the end of the show, and we be together. I tell you who tried me. They thought they could handle me, old school bus head ass LaVell Crawford. I lit his ass.
Oh, my God.
They don't want to see me. I'm telling you, they don't want to see me with
but
that.
But you say you never been defeated? You
they can't be. I'm 100-0 on the phone when somebody try to hang up on me, so I definitely ain't lost Jones. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway. What about not even a comedian? What about just a regular nigga in the crowd?
Oh, it's some fools. If people try me. I know some funny people, but I really do this. I'm really him when it comes to that. Trust me.
This going to sound like a little right field, but I like to see like you and Michael Blackson.
He can't do that with me. I ate him up at the Snoop Dogg concert a few weeks ago.
This happened recently.
Yeah, I stay on him. All of them, anywhere, anytime. If we on a show and it's 4 or 5 comedians, I want all of them.
Are you just trying
my Glock stay low.
You trying to line
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I'm on whoever. Because when I be on the show with Mike Epps, they be trying to take his side. I be like, go ahead, line up over there with him, but I'm just taking all y'all down.
I was at Erica thing. You ain't really get on Erica. You got on the rest of the
I killed community. The rest of the comedians. Yeah, Erica, my girl, it was her birthday.
It was her roast. Yeah,
but yeah, I wanted to bother the rest of them because I love Erica. I just like how she and went up.
I love Erica. She don't
care. I do so.
That's
Erica.
My girl.
Erica. That's
I respect her and Nav Green because I seen where they was hustling.
Both
where they
come that was twins.
They're my people. Yeah.
When
people say, who your favorite? I'd be like, they're my ones. And now, DC Young Fly, I love him because I saw him coming up.
Shout out DC.
Yeah, he a good dude. He gonna ask some questions. He gonna pull up and go on stage. So I respect that. Yeah.
So how you feel about that name? How you feel about like the comedian that do skits and then move on?
I don't have no problem with that. If that's what you're doing, and you know you can keep going up. But I just think a lot of them are lazy. They don't go work out. So when they get on these big shows, they don't understand you're in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people. You gotta be funny. Because them people paid a lot of money for those tickets. So they expect you to come in here and tear this thing up. And a lot of them don't live up to it because they don't go out and work out. Like, I got a room on Thursday, 7 Sports Bar and Cigar Lounge. It ain't really, it's a sports bar and a cigar lounge, but it's like, you can come and work out, make a little quick gas money just to get on stage so you won't be, you know, rusty when you get back on the work on the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you saying, you're saying like during the week and you're supposed to really just
be working out. Ain't no sitting in the house thinking, you just can pop on stage every weekend and gonna do, you ain't Frankie Beverly.
Yeah, you ready to do this shit in front of 3,000 or 10,000? You got 300 to 10,000.
Yeah, because I just left in front of 10,000.
Yeah.
Saturday night in Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah. Like, it could be 100 in the room. Or
You got to give it to them. See, some people think if it's 20 people, they can't go as hard. You got to give it to them no matter. You got to treat the 20 people like it's 220.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you never know who's in that 20.
You, so you can't sit there and be like, I ain't going to do it tonight. No, you got to do it every night. You show it up and you go up. You got to tear it up.
Showed up.
A comedian. You got to live off. You can't live off what he did yesterday. We have to prove ourselves every time we get on this stage. It'd be like, there go Henry Welch. Yeah, he funny, but is he going to be funny tonight? I can't do what I did. Yeah, so every night we got to prove ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Three hardest jobs is being a policeman, a comedian, and a porn star. I never been a policeman.
You've been 2 out of 3.
That's all right.
What's the movie you watch that just make you just die laughing?
Like? Jungle Fever. I could watch that. Me and my father watched it together a lot. I could watch that all day, any day.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson as Gator is the greatest in the world to me.
Because
He had just got out of rehab, and then he had to play this character, so it was like they scared he was going to relapse. but he killed it. It's just like him and that dancing for his mama and dad. I just like that was classic cinema. I could watch that any day, anytime, anywhere.
Jungle Fever. I guess this ain't no movie. For me, it's in Living Color. When I'm just having a day, I just go watch some of Living Color. So many goats to me. You know what I'm saying?
The second one, though, could be Janky Promoters. Ice Cube and Mike Epps doing that the movie together.
Yeah.
Because we was doing some shows and he left to go shoot that movie with Ice Cube, but Ice Cube left to go overseas. So really, Mike Epps ended up directing the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they really played the Janky Promoters to the judge. The G's in there. All that was just a crazy. I like that because it was almost like too real life. Because we do all know Janky Promoters.
Your boy Jelly Roll Productions.
Yeah. All of us do.
What's some stuff you like you sick of in Atlanta that's like funny but really ain't a laughing matter? It's funny, but it really ain't a laughing matter. There's some shit going on in the city.
There's so much going on. That's what I'm saying. Funny Willie stuff ain't no laughing matter. That's real serious too.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people think that's funny. And Donald Trump and the election stuff, that ain't funny neither. It's like he keep going at it. Then he didn't put out these Omega Psi Phi boots like we finna buy.
You talking about the Trump shoes?
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. That's going on. No, there's just a lot of good stuff going on too, but it's a lot of craziness. Mm. And I just want to see more people put out music, put all these excuses. I get tired of seeing rappers telling me, hey, man, I'm finna put my mixtape out. Then I'm going to drop my album. Put all of it out, man. You might not even be here next week. Put all that shit out now. We tired of waiting. That's what I'm tired of. These rappers say they finna put their music out. Yeah, put it all out. Mm. You don't need no record label streaming. If they people going to buy it, we'll buy it. If it's hidden. Yeah, I'm just tired of hearing that. Just put the music out.
Mm. What about like the Water Boys? What about Scammers? What about?
Yeah, I'm definitely tired. That's a lot. We don't even want to go there.
You got to go there.
The Water Boys or something else. I didn't know they could be that aggressive. How they getting people phones, sending themselves money on the cash app?
They hustling.
They got a hell of a hustle.
They rob.
They
some
of them
rob.
Yeah, some of them straight. Yeah, and there's like, there's so many don't come up to the car. It's almost like you were trying to not to pull your gun out.
Yeah. Because
they very aggressive. And some of them strapped.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you got a gun, you shouldn't be selling water.
All right.
Yeah, you shouldn't be selling water. You got a pistol.
Yeah.
But on a positive note, it's some of them niggas like, you know, you see niggas with the hats. And
some of them really, I spend money with them.
Yeah, I get them niggas money every time.
It's a good and a bad and everything.
But it seems like they so mannerable. Like somebody told them, this is how I got to work. They come up with a whole bunch of
mannerable. A whole different approach. Yeah,
yeah, it's like they very, very approachable. Different approach,
exactly.
Yeah. They don't come aggressive at all, so I didn't never mind spending money with them.
Yeah.
Mm. What about the Scammers?
The Scammers, we need them.
So we need them?
We need them. They're going to be here, we die and come back. Scammers like the roaches. They ain't going nowhere.
Dang.
You know it.
I'm like looking for everything. I'm looking for the food.
They like the homeless dude that parked the car. They ain't going nowhere. They're going to be there. Mm. Jacket ready to put on. Mm. Get the robbers. Them Scammers, too.
What, the boot people?
The dude that robbed you, that you tell you, park right here.
Oh,
they
had
a seat on there. That's the biggest scam in Atlanta.
Yeah,
you come back and your car gone or booted.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the big one we got to get rid of.
Yeah. Did the strip clubs water down now in Atlanta?
I'm going to keep it real about the strip club. That's how I really made a name in Atlanta, doing the strip club, because I was getting kicked off shows with other comedians, so I would just go host the strip club. People didn't even know I was a comedian. They thought I was a DJ, and a dude just walking around in the strip club with the mic. Yeah, it's people would pay me to come get on the club, but I don't be in the club like that no more because I can't. I'm 100 years old, so I can't do it no more. Yeah, but that's why I really used to be in the strip clubs every night. Magic City, Blue Flame, Strokers, Jazzy T's with Cool Running.
You ain't gonna believe me. Everybody's here. Where are you? Baby Jade, I need you.
What's Cool Running been at?
I ain't seen him.
He been sick. He recovering. Yeah, he ain't been doing that good, but he's still around.
Damn, shout out to Cool, man. I got a lot of money with Cool.
The first dude to do the slap contest.
Hell yeah.
The first dude to do the $2 drinks.
Yeah.
Cool Runner would tell you to come to the club and you get there, ain't nobody there. No, he'll say, they coming.
Yeah.
Just
hold on, my friend. Just hold on.
Yeah, they coming. I'm telling you.
Get something to drink.
The after party's going to be here. Just stay cool. They coming.
Yeah, Cool Runner, a legend. And he's a pool shark, too.
Hell yeah. And that nigga's birthday is on Christmas.
Show on Christmas Day. Yeah. That's the last time I seen him 2 Christmases ago. He had a little sip.
Yeah.
It rained. So that's the last time I went over there and hollered at him.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Who you think, like, the most underrated and the most overrated comedian is?
Underrated. It's a few of them. There's some funny comedians out here. K-Dub, T-Ray, Double D. There's so many funny comedians, you know what I'm saying, that don't get to shine. Arnesco. It's some real food. That's what I'm talking about. I can keep going because there's so many of them who don't get it like they supposed to.
Spencer's funny as shit, too.
Oh, yeah. Spencer Neal look crazy ass. Throwed Off One is a fool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Yeah. So there's some good ones out here. And some is overrated. There's a few overrated.
Who they is?
Michael Blackson, definitely overrated. I'm definitely on you, Michael Blackson. Kodak Black, Real Daddy, you definitely overrated.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm on you. I got to stay on him. LaVell Crawford, your big head ass overrated. I'm on you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You think because you played in Sal, whatever that was. Yeah.
Really played in?
What was that show he was on? He played the dude Sal.
That's the kind of heavy set dude,
yeah.
Right?
Always cracking jokes. That's all he do is Jones. That's why I'm on him. Oh, Dominique, very underrated. Yeah. Dominique and Joe Claire. I think they don't get their love, too.
Joe Claire from BET, from Rap City?
Yeah, he's a fool. He's funny, and he can rap, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
he definitely over. Yeah. Angus Black, that's another dude y'all need to check out. He out of Virginia. Mm. Some good, funny people out here. And there's some funny women, too.
Mm. Rick Smile going in to whoop your ass.
Who? Say that again.
I said Rick Smiley gonna end up.
Rick Smiley don't want it, man. He's a coward. He ain't even gonna respond to this. This is the same dude that say he went to Alabama State with us, but he was in the job for Tuskegee. He never stands on that.
See, he?
Yeah, he never get questioned. Yeah, he plays Omega in the back of a CBS. See, I know what's really going on. Big facts. We got big facts. We got Big Henry here, so we here, baby.
You know what?
Y'all should just do it for the money. Pay-per-view. You versus Ricky
Smiley.
You
don't want to see me, man.
Comedy bash.
Come on, man. I've been tried that. People tried it. Nah, man.
So what about a versus? They ever did a comedy versus?
They don't want to see me in no versus, bro. That's why they tried to stop me.
I mean, we're going
to
set that
up. If you really could do it, why would you? If you really had the talent, you wouldn't try to stop nobody.
We need to do comedy versus.
Come on, man.
Big facts.
What about him and what's the nigga name? Who raised you niggas?
He definitely don't stand a chance.
TK.
TK
and Henry. TK fun as a motherfucker.
TK versus Henry, we are.
I like TK.
Nah, all you gotta do is just wash your pussy.
TK versus Henry,
what?
That's gonna be a good one.
A young nigga.
Live at the shit show.
It don't matter who you go get. I stay ready. It don't matter who you go get. That's what y'all don't get.
Henry said, really what he got to get ready.
I stay ready. You can go get somebody right now. I'm ready. Come on, we on the big facts. Yeah, get him up here.
You load your shit.
Yeah, I stay loaded. They don't want to see me. I'm the only comedian that another comedian say had a restraint out on them to keep me off a show. Come on, man. That speak volumes. I called my mother, Teresa. I said, a restraint out on me. She said, what's the girl name? Come on, man. There ain't no real men. You know. Come on, man. No real man do that, bro. Come on, man. We don't do that.
No,
this show ain't about him and them, but we just was talking about stuff. We want to get that out there. Yeah, keep it 100. All these shit we out here, you know, keeping it real. Yeah.
I ain't look at it like that.
Right. Some of these people want it that bad. They'll do anything to try to hold you back.
These niggas can't hold me back.
Right.
They said they need answers. Well, I get big fat, big fat, big fat.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I don't know, I guess I'm just silly. I be thinking everybody be funny if they trying. You know what I'm saying? It's just some of this shit be garbage, like, but.
And that's what Cat, we was talking about the gatekeepers. People be trying to stop you. But it's like, I ain't had to go to Hollywood. I'm coming from Birmingham, somebody from my own city, trying to stop. Shitted on a bunch of comedians, man. There's a lot of comedians fell for the okey-doke. Another story. You remember Martin Lawrence had this show called Martin Lawrence Present First Amendment? Yeah. This is a dude named Doug Williams. He was the host. He went to Alabama State with me. He let Ricky Smiley trick him to keeping about 6 or 7 comedians off that show. Yeah. They called my phone. I don't know they standing there with each other. Hey, man, how you feel about it? Man, you know I don't mess with him. Damn, you and him. And hung up the phone. Yeah.
Oh, so you.
So once he kept the people off the show, he got tricked. Hey, man, I'm going to put you on my TV show. So Doug Williams, where your bust ass at? You flew to Dallas and Ricky Smiley wouldn't even take your phone call. Now you going around telling people you want to apologize. I wish you would come up to me telling me I apologize. Yeah.
You're crazy, man.
I told you we're going to keep it 100.
So. Do you think that a lot of, you think like just having beef with certain, not beef, but restraining others and shit like that against you from different people that's in, like, I guess in radio and team.
I never had no problem. No, these people don't give me no problem. I don't have no problem with no other comedians and stuff like that. It's just somebody where I'm from.
Like opportunities and shit.
No, but that was what he was trying to do, paint me as a villain. I could have crashed out and beat him up on the first day of the Mike Epps tour. But that would have made me look crazy because I know I'm going to get sent home. See, when you beat up somebody on tour, it ain't just about you. You might not be able to go back to that venue. See, I try to tell him the game is bigger than you. So I could have crashed out. I could have been on every one of them shows, but I knew he'd have said something slick and I'd have got in trouble. So yeah. I didn't do that. See, I got a degree in psychology. I'm not a fool. So I could have crashed out the first time he said when he did that little, told that man that. And then we came to Atlanta. And he said, I'm going to quit the tour if Henry Woods go up. Did Henry Woods go up? Of course I did. It's Atlanta. It'd be 100 people standing outside with white tees on if I didn't go up. So Mike Epps told him, you're going to go up on stage. You're going to bring Henry Woods up, and Henry Woods going to bring me up. So we took that fake-ass picture of Mike Epps standing in the middle, and people started telling me, oh, this is a truce. It'll never be a truce. As long as there's no peace in the Middle East, there will never be peace.
Damn.
Man. You can't do all that low down stuff and think people gonna forget.
What's your song here?
Sagittarius, half man, half horse.
Okay.
You know Sagittarius stand on it, man. I'm like King. We standing on this. So ain't none of that. Oh, I just seen none of that. None of that. None of that. No. Then he went and said, Mike Epps brought him to his dressing room for me to apologize to him. Well, we had never go to your dressing room. Mike Epps is the man, so why we gotta go to your dressing room? It's his tour. Just think about it. Some stuff he said. He said my name is Shannon Sharp too. Don't bring up my name, because it ain't positive. I seen the little dude that worked on the show with him, Gary. Oh, you Ricky's friend. I'm like, ain't nobody Ricky's friend. So don't try to put me. I said, you ever seen me on a radio show? I'm on Big Facts. You get what I'm saying? Real people do it real. Not all they talking about it. That's all I'm saying.
Just side note though, like, you don't think just as a whole, like, forgiveness and shit like that, you don't think that just kind of set you know?
I'm sorry. Well, we tried that. Are you tripping?
No, I'm saying I hear what you're saying, but let's say
up.
People change.
It's up. I'm not changing on that.
I'll just say people change. What if he changed?
The same dude during the pandemic played on my phone, called me from an internet number, telling me, do I want to meet Snoop Dogg on Clubhouse? I said, boy, you better go find something safe to do. This dude is crazy, man. He threw a rock and hide his hand.
Okay.
Them days over with. We tried that. Yeah.
Ricky.
Come on. I already know Snoop Dogg. I've been to Snoop Dogg house. I did 5 comedy shows with Snoop Dogg. You talking about, do I want to meet him on Clubhouse? Meet me in front of his house. That's what you do. Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is, dude.
Yeah, meet me in front of his house. That's yeah, we'll solve all that.
I was saying, I'll just find a take on it. If he reached out and said, man, I want you to come on Ricky Smile to show, chop it in front of everybody, just man to man.
Would you do that?
Because it's always, it's always two sides of every story.
All the lowdown stuff you did, you got to apologize publicly for that. You ain't gonna never do that because you
so
think.
You saying you
did a lot of low down stuff because it made me feel like I was the worst people. Some of these comedians were scared to hang around me. They thinking they listening to this guy. Then they realized this guy was the problem the whole time. Mm. I'm not the devil. I'm trying to put y'all on shows, get your money.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hold the door. I'm opening the doors open. You see how the comedians I name? I try to help a many of them out. That's what it's about. Show you how to go get the money. I took K-Dub on the road with me. He'll tell you. And I said, they're going to want to book me again next week, but I can't come back. They're going to book you. And he's been going on the road ever since. I just showed him that he was funny. You know what I'm saying? Now,
right.
Now he can go down here and get the money on his own. That's what we brought. Not trying to stop nobody. I met a dude in Birmingham on a Tuesday, and he was so fun, I put him on a show on a Saturday. That's how funny he was. The show to coach him up. That's what I'm about. But they would listen. They'd think, oh, boy, on the radio, he's going to put me on. You got to put yourself on. In the comedy, you got to get up and prove yourself. Mike Epps took me all over the world with him on all type shows, but I still had to be funny. He didn't just bring me because we was buddies. We know each other. He wanted me to be funny before he come out there. Yeah, it's like you here to do a job still, though. But it's a lot of comedians are scary. That's just what it is. They know I'm not lying. Don't talk about this. Don't do that. It's a lot of being inferior.
What's the weirdest shit you seen in that comedy show, though?
Somebody worked with somebody tonight, and the next day that person was up there doing their jokes, and they was working together again the same night, like he did the jokes in front of him before he went out there.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
One night in Birmingham, amateur night, we used to do amateur night. I went to amateur night. Ricky Smiley had already been there. He told my jokes, and when I got there and tried to tell them, they looked at me like I was crazy, like, bro, we already heard that. Yeah, they would leave and tell your jokes in front of you and leave. You didn't see him. Yeah, it's been a long time.
You get there.
Yeah, like, yeah. Dirty game.
That cold right
now. Yeah.
Nigga tell your joke early that night.
Yeah.
That man ain't
you
did
ain't got
that.
There yet. Then you get there, tell
I don't believe
like,
that. I don't believe
you
did
heard
that.
Boy, Scott.
That man ain't did
I
that,
got
man.
200 witnesses. That's what I'm saying. That's why they try
but
to
how
keep
we,
me quiet.
How we know them your jokes, though?
The crowd know. Come on, he know, too. He saw me tell him. And these dudes are still to shine off Kojak head. They will rob you, bro. They will rob you, man. That's why I just told you I had to read 2 different newspapers. I'm 2 years ahead of them. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
So
you gotta stay on your
you
plate.
Saying.
You heard what I said.
So you trying to tell me.
You trying to tell me.
I just
nigga,
told you.
Like, then a nigga would come to the same show. Get on early at night, do your shit.
And yeah, you come.
You don't there, even know.
You don't even know till you get up there and start saying. They be like, bro, we already heard that. Who told it? Oh, he did.
Look, and that's your shit.
That's your stuff. I ain't worked with people that say you was joining with them or something. They went and did a TV show. They heard your joke and they did it on David Letterman. Ain't nothing you could do about it. They know they stole your joke, but you sitting there trying to say, Black, that's my joke. No, he on TV saying. So whoever gets the TV
no
first.
More.
Exactly.
It ain't yours no more.
There you go. It ain't mine no more. It's on TV now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cold guy.
Now, these rappers do that too, though. They hang around certain niggas and got them.
Big up to the rappers.
That's suck up the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sniff that shit.
That's
off
how
of
I started making money doing the interludes and the skits.
Yeah.
With Outkast on the biggest selling album of all time.
Yeah.
Speaking about Love Below, I'm saying I started getting calls to do skits. I really came up with the hip hoppers, with the the music, with doing it with y'all.
He took a whole nother, like,
like T.I. with the movies, Snoop Dogg with the concerts, Big Boy and Outkast put me on stuff. It was like, the comedians are scary. So they're like, I can go over here and work with these rappers. And they want a John too. So they're like, I can get some easy money and have a good time.
They were John Land.
Oh, they John. They funny too.
Yeah.
They got the studio. We ain't got a lot like we were talking about front. We really in the studio. Yeah. Well, that's how I came up. Through hip hop. Big Bang. Try it out. Yeah. Duct tape. I came up with all that. Big up to the hip hoppers.
For real.
What you think should be the consequences of punishment, like if you had a Joe Way for a motherfucker stealing jokes and stealing?
Just go in the back.
Go in the back.
Yeah, just go ahead and do it.
Well, you can't beat the nigga then.
We not worried about that.
Go back in the
I don't want to beat up with one person again, so I'm good. I'm just training enough for one.
You won't let it go, man.
I have let it go. But it's like it be gone, then here comes some new stuff. It be like, really, you
what,
keep
what
trying.
What the new stuff is?
When you was playing on the internet.
What he said?
When he called my phone, told me, do I want to meet Snoop Dogg in there?
Oh.
How you know that was him?
How you know that was him, though?
I got people that work with me, too, now. It's not just me. Somebody looking at the number, like, this is an internet number. He dialed it back, like, why is this man playing on the phone? Yeah. He do a lot of that.
But
saying.
You ever, let me ask you this, Henry, and I just want you to think outside the box for a minute and just think, like, okay, this could possibly be some shit where, like, this nigga could possibly really just love you to death and not know how to express it.
Wow.
Real nigga shit, though. Real nigga shit. Like,
you know what, Jay? That's why I love you. That's all I can say. But hell no. That ain't it. It's just envy. It's jealousy. That's what it is. I couldn't do Henry well, so I'm going to do everything to try to stop him. I couldn't be like him. You get what I'm saying? See, Henry Wells ain't finna put
But
on.
You ain't never heard where they said that hate is really misplaced admiration?
Nah, not till you just said it. Yeah, I need to go look that one up. I'm going to Google that.
Yes, man. Like, people that really, like, your biggest haters have the most love for you in real life. They just either don't know how to express it or they don't want to express it.
But when you bother people money, though, you know, that's a whole nother story. You playing with people money.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy is so hard. So you getting to do your show, then now you can't do them because somebody coming with something bogus. It's just crazy. So you ain't tried to give this person a chance over and over.
Yeah.
Ain't no more chances. That's it. It's not to your book.
Well...
Cause he
like
don't
that
do
Pesce Vacanti commercial, get a rope.
Mike Tyson finna fight, let me and him go and be on that bill. Yeah.
Oh, the opening act?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry don't want to do just no comedy, he want to fight.
Man, Henry want to whoop some ass, man.
I just want, it's like James Brown, the big payback. Sometimes you got to, that's what people, see, I think a lot of times people get away with so much stuff because they so used to doing it, they don't ever get checked for it. They be doing it so long, so it'd be like, how long you think you're going to just keep doing this?
Then that's feel what I'm like saying. When persons keep doing that, they go to thinking like, it's right.
Right, it's like, well, they just keep doing it. I'm going to try them again. Let me go tell another lie on them. Just like, wow. So, yep, thanks to Big Facts, we out you. God is good. I knew I'd get my shot. Yep. People been asking me to come talk. I'm like, today I'm going to do it. I'm with Big Facts, my people.
Yeah.
What else on your chest?
Oh, right now, you know, I got a new cartoon out with Big Boy from Outkast.
Okay, so
and Lil Rod, not the Lil Rod from the Puff Daddy situation. No, Lil Rod out here.
What Puff Daddy situation?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's a dude named Lil Rod suing him.
Oh, for real?
Producer, yeah. He going through it right now. Being told everything.
What are you suing him?
He was harassed.
Man, I don't know this situation, but I think all kind of niggas that's been around a nigga gonna start trying that.
Now, I think everybody.
I don't know what's real, what's fake, but I know Like, just think if you work for a nigga before you don't like that nigga, how he hollered at you or chump you
nah,
out.
Nah, I was saying you can get in the lawsuit.
How he hollered
yeah.
at you.
Yeah. He'll holler at you and tell you, you can get you in the lawsuit. Back, but you never get a chance.
Yeah, you can get in the lawsuit.
So now you finna get in there.
That's but right. you know, but that's a crazy way.
But I'm saying you gotta think people work they move. Just say, Vincent, if goddamn, if this building, shots out the culture lab, but if this building had mold in it, right, and one person got sick and they go get paid,
right.
I'm finished up.
Yeah.
Oh, mesothelioma.
I get what you're saying.
I'm gonna get a certain case of goddamn sneezy. I got it too.
Yeah.
Give me some.
Now you got a mask on again. Like, yep.
But damn, that's a crazy way to get some get back to come out and say you got fucked.
He said he got fucked? Yeah. Man, he said harassed. He ain't saying nothing about no fuck.
He said.
Yeah, he went through a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did shock. He did like shock and car. He went through the fire.
Through the windows, through
the wall. Nah, man. What else?
I don't want it that bad.
One chance to
I don't want it that
what
bad.
What if he's just a nigga that's at his low, don't care what people think, and he really didn't get fucked?
He really didn't get fucked?
He didn't even go through that. What if he finessing?
Well, they should have paid him.
I don't give
off,
a fuck. I'm not finna
he got paid?
Yeah, he should have got paid off. They should have paid him. He said he did 9 songs on the album, so he didn't get paid. This is where the money lawsuit come in at. He did 9 songs.
So where the fuck did the allegations come from?
Yeah, because he was traveling with him. He was staying at his houses in different places, so he saw a lot of stuff.
Stop, Flay.
No, that's the truth.
Yeah,
but do you keep? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. Do you keep staying somewhere?
Right. It's almost like you went to this party.
I don't believe.
You go to this party, it's weird. You going to keep going to the party?
And the premise is, no, just
that's
real shit.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You just want some money, bro.
We don't victim shame because when you're dealing with abuse, it's hard to leave and it's a lot going on that psychologically prevents you from just being able to get up and cut it off. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like as a man, like y'all said, if you're uncomfortable with some shit or if it's some shit that you don't agree with, staying for years and then trying to talk about it later to get a settlement out of it doesn't gel with me.
So you saying honestly. The man saying he did some songs he didn't get paid for.
Right.
And
he got tampered with.
He got tampered with.
Okay. All right.
But I'm saying you did the first song.
Listen, what I'm saying, like, let's make sense of this. You just trying to make, I don't know, I ain't even heard the situation. Like, a lot of this shit I just skipped past until you brought it up, so I don't even let it register no more. Like, the reading to it, because search, I just know how niggas will get. Like, why you even been say this?
Yeah.
Right.
Why you been around him the whole time, though? For a whole, you've been with him for a whole
you
year.
You liked it at first.
Right.
I wonder what would be different if he did get paid. Would it be different? That would just be my question. If you got paid for them songs you did, would you still feel compelled to sue?
Exactly.
To talk about your tampering.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But once you didn't get the money, you get what I'm saying? Now I'm like, I'll tell you what, I got receipts. Yeah, now he's pulling out receipts. Yeah, that's what's crazy. But he still ain't got the money, though.
It's
like his life is in danger.
That shit weird as hell.
Yeah, to me, because it's another thing. Like, if you got all this footage played, where your footage at? If you got the footage you claim.
The first thing that happened was it was supposed to be, again, this is just facts, underage girls, two of them. And then when they put that out, the next day the girls came out and said, I'm 30 with kids.
Yeah,
I'm grown as fuck.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, a lot of that shit. Like, I don't know the significance of nobody's situation, but I'm saying. When you got a bad situation going on, it's some people that's going to enter into it to try to make it worse if they had something to do with it or not. That's just how it goes. No matter what, it's always a motherfucker that feel like, fuck you too. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait till somebody said fuck you. Now I'm finna say super fuck you.
Yeah,
that's just like when a nigga's on trial and a nigga tells on him and they got fucking other people coming forward to fucking... Hey, I know this, you know what I'm saying? So I can get my time cut or I can get this. Really don't know shit. But they know that any kind of word against this person is going to fly because of what this person has going on.
Thank you. Or it could have actually happened and then nigga want to join in. You know what I'm saying? But I don't...
I don't be trusting that shit. Like, I know niggas, everybody do some fucked up shit. We all did some fucked up shit. Not as fucked up as others' allegations, but
and to saying. The people that have really been tampered with, yeah. We empathize with you.
Right. Yeah,
but
what I'm like, saying, I know niggas, like I just sat there and said, scenario of something, if anywhere anything happens in one of these grocery stores or something, like that day, that shit, they said the mold was in there the day I was
everybody
in there.
Everybody gonna say they too. Was in there. Yeah, I bought some gum out there earlier today. I was in that store.
Look on camera.
Right. You I was see in me. There. I got a receipt.
Yeah.
Because I'm black. They've been told us to keep our receipts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just sneezing for no reason.
Right.
But
you get but what I get what you're saying. People do pile on. It's like, this is my chance to come on and get in on it and say what I want to say.
He could be 50-50, 90-10.
I think they just tried to cause
the
seller.
He could have did one thing and fucked up his credibility or whatever. I don't know. That situation, what I'm saying is, I believe that. Cause I done seen it happen,
but I think a lot of people saw that settlement so quick with Cassie. So they let me. I got something to say too. Like let me. He gonna give out money like that? Hell, I got a lot to say. That's what I think he was like.
Thank you.
But because if you once you were there, you saw you weren't getting paid the first couple of weeks. It's like, come on, you still here?
Mm. Right.
You tell me you traveled to different houses, so you was enjoying the lifestyle, but you forget you still ain't got no money because you don't think you need none because you with him.
Right.
You know, the eating and the traveling, so he's like, but you can't even send your old lady then back to the house because you just partied. You did 9 songs and no money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just know the first
song. I mean,
after the first song, I need some money because I'll be like, hey, let me holler at you, bro.
You're like, nah, yeah, how this finna go?
Right. We already supposed to have an agreement or something.
Shit, agreement might.
See, what? Baby
agreement
Jay is
might
terrible.
Not have agreed.
It might not have been what he thought. The payment was different. Why you screaming? I'm just saying. It was a different payment than he thought.
It just slipped out.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Henry?
I said the payment might have been different than what he thought.
The method or the form
yeah,
of payment.
Yeah. He thought it was getting Bitcoin and paper, but it was like, nah.
He could have been doing a credit line.
It's true.
Yeah, where he gets paid on the back end.
Well, he definitely got paid on the back end.
Yeah, I love my man.
See, Jade is ridiculous.
No, man, I'm just, you
she
know.
She said the back end. Oh, man. I love you, Jade.
Yeah, you know, as artists and comedians, we love them back ends.
Yeah, we got to get it.
Hell yeah.
We got to get that back end.
That food coming up in them motherfucking mind.
Oh, yeah. Y'all balling.
We done ate 2 times today. I done fell asleep twice.
One thing y'all gonna do is eat good. Oh, man, y'all are funny. I hear y'all have a good time. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death.
Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Henry, I feel like you one of the OGs of the comedy game and a real nigga all the way around. Like,
I appreciate it, man.
You ducking no wrecks.
No, no, no.
You get on stage with that mic, you ain't ducking no wrecks.
I don't see these other niggas hosting their strokers and shit.
Man,
like,
and
in the hood every
and
week.
And bucking.
Yeah.
And he'll put you on the spot to shit. Banking him, I ain't worried about a motherfucker.
You're right. Come on, man. We...
He put you like, yeah, hell with him.
Hey, man, yeah.
You know, like, remember, I don't know if y'all remember when Mike Gus hosted the Hip Hop Awards. Mm-hmm. I was doing the warm-up acts, and I got in trouble. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. What when you
I,
did?
I was messing with Khaled.
Yeah, I was
messing with
that.
Khaled. Yeah, I was messing with everybody. Mike Gus said, hey, Henry, this is my last time doing it. Do what you want to do. BET still mad at me. Oh, man.
What'd you say about Khaled?
They switched owners now, so shit.
You remember that? That's when Rest in Peace to Trouble, all them was in the crowd. They was like, Henry, what? You can say whatever you want to say. I said, Khaled, why you? So what happened was we had went to rehearsal. We had seen Khaled on New Year's Eve. We had an after party with the comedy show with Rick Ross and Khaled. So when Khaled walked in, he did us like this. He put the ring up to me and all the other us, right? But he spoke to Mike Epps.
I said, he put the ring up.
Yeah, he put the ring up to you. No, he put the ring up to you like, he don't see us. We don't see us. Man, but I'm with two crazy dudes that's with from like. So we go to rehearsal on Wednesday. He do the same thing again.
He put the ring up.
Speak to Mike Epps, but won't speak to the other dude. They Khaled fan. He throw the ring up again. I said, don't worry about it. I'm going to get him on Saturday. I'm going to get him on Saturday.
Ooh, and you got him.
I go out on stage. I promote the shows on BET and tell them what's coming up, you know. I said, Khaled, why you be acting like that? Man, you so arrogant. You act like you the artist. He was so mad, he tried to throw some gum at me. You remember? He threw gum at me.
Gum?
Yeah. So
that's just like spitting on me.
I know. So I did what they want me to do, but he sent his goon up to me. He said, hey, man, when you get back on stage, you better apologize to Khaled. I'm looking around like, who? He said, you. I said, all right, watch this. I go back on stage and fire him up again. He is hot now, BET hot, because they got him up there. They want to show him smiling and having a good time. I'm thinking it's cool. So they're going to try to say, remember Henry Welch? So the next day, we sitting there, me and his manager, we just took Mike to the airport. We sitting there, and this dude from BET, he said, hey, where that dude Henry Welch at? That was with y'all. He's sitting right here, telling me barred from BET. I wasn't even on now. I was the warm-up back. I didn't even get to be seen.
But ain't that, okay, so like when networks get new owners and shit, ain't that shit kind of like, okay, you know how like, when you rent a car, like if you fuck the car up and you get a new driver's license number, you can just rent and you don't have to pay the shit back. Right. Isn't that kind of like, okay, if since BT got new owners, it rolls over so you get a new chance?
I didn't do nothing bad. I just was the warm-up back, and they didn't like it. I was messing with Cat because he was their flavor of the month, you know, with the new songs or something. They were trying to push him, you know what I'm saying? I didn't look at it like that because it was 50 Cent and Floyd had been, it was loud messing with everybody that night.
Yeah.
But that's also the BET Awards where Rick Ross and Jeezy got into it. They tried to say,
I
incited the crowd. I'm like, man, them dudes have been beefing for years. That ain't had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Like Henry Lux went out there, he was in the beginning. No, it's hard to warm up the crowd in Atlanta. This is Atlanta.
Right.
This is the real Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, God.
They don't play down here, so you got to come out here firing on all cylinders.
What other cities don't play? Like
Miami, New York, Chicago. Definitely don't play. New Jersey, them places like that.
They'll boo you.
Hell yeah, California too. There's some real cities that don't play this. You got to come on with it. I'm going to Cali this week. Yeah. They don't play. Oakland, yeah, you got to come on with it, Black. Don't let these people in the South fool you need to. Columbia, South Carolina, they don't play over there.
Oh, yeah.
They don't, give a damn. They go hard.
But them niggas out there getting money, though.
Plenty of money.
Them niggas out there getting money.
Joe Liz. They show Liz. Yeah.
All through the Carolinas.
Yeah. Kentucky. Them some Tennessee. Son, them cities is crazy, too. But Atlanta, they don't play the radio out here. Trust me. You know, you be at the shit show. You saw they did Tony Terry.
Oh, man.
Now,
I might have been one on two.
When I walked in and saw the little, what's the little light-skinned lady who worked with us at the, I said, the shit show is over with. She said, why you say that? I said, because we got Tony Terry. So she said, I bet you won't go up on stage and say that. Who? My first joke. Yep. Shit show over with. We got Tony Terry. I'm going to tell you why the joke is so funny. Tony Terry is my next dog. He's one of my neighbors. That's what I'm saying. I stay right by him. I'm like, I had just seen his dog get loose. I'm like, I could have booked Tony Terry. I could tell he needed to work because the dog looked at home. So I'm like, I could have got him. They wait till the last minute to tell us who it was. I see why. I'm like, Tony Terry. We know. Carl Thomas wasn't available.
That motherfucker was loaded.
What was Case at?
Hey,
what was Case at?
That motherfucker was loaded, though.
Oh, it wasn't loaded because of him. They sold all the tickets and then told us at 3 o'clock that day. Yeah, Tony Terry. I'm like, I just seen him. Sure I could have got him with me.
He could have rolled with me.
He could have rolled with me.
No, I don't think we'll need no guests, bro. We just do surprises.
Shout out.
We don't need no guests, bro.
Nah, man.
Fuck that. We the show, bro.
Them both coming. Yeah, we the show. And the people, the shit, the contestants, the energy of the crowd, that's what make the show.
Yeah.
We don't even care about what's coming up there.
Yeah.
We rock with you, but come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw the line, I said, Valentine's Day, we ran out of artists.
With Pat T, you know, when you told that. I said, you got paid more.
He said, you got paid more. I said, I did. I'm hotter than him. Right now. Now, what I want to ask you, how y'all going to pull it off at the Cheetah? That's what I want to know.
What's up?
I don't believe
it. It's just a regular show.
I'm going to say, if they go in and smoke the Cheetah out, Atlanta is the Mecca.
You know they let you throw money in Cheetah now and everything.
For real?
They started that shit like a few months ago.
I said, I got to go to the Cheetah for my own. I don't believe that they going to blow the Cheetah down.
Ever since that shooting,
they kicked me and Mike Epps out the parking lot.
This shit done.
I'm telling you, he fired up something in the party so it doesn't get off the property. Okay. I'm coming.
Any other new ownership?
Nah.
Same owner?
Them folk ready to goddamn do some legendary shit.
They realize you got to turn up. Yeah. You want to compete out here, you got to do something. You got to be. When I say if they
probably just trying to get them a little run. You know how people think, shit, we can sell them over here and they're going and max it out.
All right, but I said, bank them go in there and smoke out the Cheetah. Atlanta is really the Mecca of do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But there's one club I've never seen nobody get away with nothing in there.
Yeah, now they getting real, real, real loose. Lenient.
Okay. They really ain't how they talk. They still got that motherfucking airport security thing you gotta walk through.
Oh yeah, they gonna get you through that. I just don't believe they gonna let niggas smoke gas. I just don't believe that.
That shit.
Hey, sir, I have a plate in my hip. I had surgery 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I need it.
The fuck?
I like the cheetah. Don't get me wrong. Great food and all that. But yeah, mm-hmm. I was just like, they took over the cheetah. They did a power move.
Oh, that shit about to be crazy.
Pat, I'm going to need more money, too. The shit show on Saturday. You know, the price different. Let's go. Yeah, I just thought of that. That's a Saturday night. The money went up. Wow, appreciate it, man.
Cut up.
I'm here. Since we ain't got to pay Tony Terry, I can get that little guy.
I'm charging that now.
That's what's getting the money.
Yeah. Damn, man.
That's crazy how y'all been involved with that shit show. That shit just kept going up. Yep. Buckhead Theater, major.
That shit lit.
Yeah, that's lit. All the way lit. First of the month, May the 4th, people still got money. Yeah, right before Mother's Day weekend, y'all doing it big. Mm-hmm. Well, we doing it big, so, but I got to go back to negotiating. But we going to go. We going to work it out.
Oh, nah, you already know that we locked in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I appreciate it. They were like, Henry, I just want you to go out there and do the, you know, be the warm-up and do it every time. And Pat said that. I'm like, okay, let's go. It's like a locked-in gig, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of good energy. Right. And I've been getting a lot of gigs out of the shit show, too.
And you don't be leaving. You be staying on the show, too.
I'll be watching the show. Yeah, I'll be having a ball. Yeah. Freeloading off y'all food and liquor, yeah. I enjoy the whole night. It's about y'all been bringing good talent in there, though, because the comedian's going to be funny. We know we got to be funny.
You don't think? Oh, yeah, the comedian be funny.
Yeah, we definitely. Yeah. I like the talent y'all be having on stage. It should be one or two people that really can go up anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them don't get a fair chance, though.
Right. And some of them be having a chance, but we don't. You know this once again. You're in Atlanta.
You're in Atlanta. We're kidding about
no fair chance. We had the show.
Yeah. And like I was telling at the end of the last one, though, I was like, bro, a lot of that be the apparel. Me and Jay up front dying about these people walking out having on. Like,
yeah, like.
It's almost where, like you should have waited to save your best outfit for this. Don't come out here with that.
Yeah.
You know, in Atlanta, we going to look at you crazy.
Yeah, because it's like sometimes when people see you, they don't even be trying to hear that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we can tell you ain't been to talk about that. We saw that bullshit.
Ooh. Like. On the count of three.
Because somebody said, Henry, was you throwing shit at Tony Terry? A whole bag. What are you talking about? Everybody will.
That shit was fucked up, man. I tried to go
in there. Y'all knew that was going to happen, bro.
I thought it was a bomb threat because I saw everybody leaving out. I'm like, what happened? There's a book bag on stage. Looks suspicious. I'm like, what's going on?
But it's been a few that have been pooped on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me.
It's been a few.
They love the hip hop. You bring any of them rappers in there.
They don't leave the rappers alone. Yeah, the rappers. Like, them singer niggas and them, like.
Now, I think what else happened with Tony Terry, he should have went up a little early. Because you got to remember, it was late night, the perks and all this stuff and kicked in. Mm-hmm. The different controlled substances, the drinking, you know. So it's like, now we trying to go to the after party. Because he ain't come on about midnight. Now people decide what they want to eat and where we finna go next. So it was like, y'all set him up. Yeah, y'all said
that. Yeah. Pat said, man, you want to do the nigga. I was like, I ain't know the name, but he said, song. I'm like, oh, yeah, that song, huh? He came up there, he was all right, and then he started saying, oh, ho, ho, ho. He ho, ho. You can't ho, ho at that shit show. You got to go. You can't ho, ho. Like,
he ho, ho, but it didn't ho. Yeah. You got to come up with it. Like you said, you got to hit him. But I knew it was kind of late, and I'm like, this crowd is too high energy. He too laid back. Mm-mm. He should have sung in the beginning. He really should have opened up for me. As we look back on it, that would have been the best spot. He should have went out there first.
I concur.
Yeah, when the women were still, you know, just getting in there, they hadn't had their first drink yet, some of them. So he would have killed them then.
Yeah.
He laid about four drinks in. Mm-mm. And the perks. People start scratching. It was over with.
Yeah, it was over
with. Like, let go to the road, but it's over with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all set him up. Yeah, Pat and Bank made all that money that night. I need to talk to them. He really didn't pay nobody. Dang.
Nah, they paid him.
He got a show. I just seen he got a show booked in Napa. What is that? Naperville, Illinois. Yeah. But that's going to be good because he on there with Karen White. Shanice, all them type crowd. It's an all R&B show, so he gonna do good on that. He should never come to the shit show. He shouldn't even ride down that street no more.
when you as accomplished as you are, OG, like, you know, what else do you want to accomplish? So at this point, you just ride.
Well, I want to put out another comedy special.
Okay.
That's what I want to do now.
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing that. And keep shooting some movies. And I'm doing a lot of cartoons. I voice a lot of cartoons.
Okay.
So that's what I really been doing with that. And because they put out stuff called documentary, but I'm putting out a Henry Mentor. So it's going to just show you all the different stuff that I've been doing.
Mm. Over, that's hard.
Over this period of time. Yeah. Mm. But we don't rest on our laurels, so we still want to keep working, keep putting out stuff. So go check out my comedy special on Tubi. Yeah. I was going to put it on Netflix, but they was acting like a hoe. So me being black, I took all my talent to Tubi. Yeah.
Acting like a hoe.
I think they gave Monique my spot. What a waste. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. We want stuff to be funny, man. I'm just tired of people putting out these specials. They be crying and whining. Make us laugh. We want to laugh. When you're a comedian,
I can't disagree with you.
Ain't y'all tired of going to these shows and they don't be funny? Black me, I'll be supporting the shows. Y'all know y'all sitting there and be like, man.
Worry about that.
And it be some so-called big names. That would be cracking me up. They supposed to be superstars.
I like them little small rooms, though.
Me too. That's the best room. Comedy is like six. It's intimate and close.
Yeah.
And so when you're in the big arenas,
it be kind of dull. You just go in and cut. You know what I'm saying?
And get some good laughs.
And just be on the ground.
Yeah, I don't think I laugh harder than being in Uptown, just kicking it.
Yeah, that was,
Uptown is perfect. That's what I'm saying. I love when I'm at the comedy club. That's what's really about. When you go do the big arenas and all that, that's cool, but it ain't nothing like the comedy clubs.
Mm-mm.
Because it's very intimate.
And they get that vibe, like when you first start going to the comedy show, like before I ever went to like a big concert comedy show, I always go to
the comedy club.
Yeah, to the comedy clubs and shit. And just, That shit pee, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but I love it. And I'm so glad Uptown and in all the different locations we got out here in Atlanta, we got plenty of places to work out, so there ain't no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a comic, don't call me and don't text me telling me to look at your stuff. We don't do that no more. Just go up on stage.
You ever thought about getting a podcast and interviewing all the comedians?
Yep.
Why ain't it?
I'm going to do it now since you just brought it back up.
I think you should.
Yep.
Under the Big Facts Network.
Let's go.
Real shit.
That's what I'm saying. We already here. That's what I like to do, business on the spot. Now, I'm going to call you in a few days. I'm here right now.
Let's start shooting.
Exactly. I got some more clothes in the car. I can change.
Nah, that's it, though. You get your set, two, three cameras, two people, just one-on-one, just talk about the comedy game. I think that'll go up. It will go up. It should go up.
Because there's a lot in the comedy game.
Yeah.
How people make the money writing the jokes behind the scenes in so many ways. Your role managers and different stuff we have to deal with. Yeah. It's a lot to talk about.
You write too?
Yeah.
Write me some shit, bro.
I got you. That's easy.
We here now. They're going to sell the business now.
I'm here. You need my Cash App? My Zelle, my Apple Pay, my manager. What we need? A lawyer?
My Zelle.
Yeah, we got it all. Nah, you know, that's what I'm with, though. Because I get asked about that, about doing podcasts and different stuff. So it's been offers and different stuff, but ain't nothing been intriguing. But that's intriguing, that one right there.
What?
Yeah.
With the comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How you got to do it? Do it. Once you do it and put it together, and just do one.
Right.
And it's up.
Yeah. Because I know who to bring on. There's some fools right here that can sit there with. Nav Green, DC Young Fly. Yeah, I know who to bring on now. And do what? Well, that's going to be it in a cage. It's going to be MMA style. It's going to be a cage.
Oh, I'm an animal.
No, we ain't got to worry about him. We just want people to know that it's been a dirty game out here. It just bothered me because everybody be talking about you got a Hollywood. No, it's people right up the street from you. Don't want to see you go up. Yeah. So that's what it's like. You ain't got to go out in Hollywood. There's some people right around you who's scared of you, nervous and stuff. That's why I'm glad to see y'all come together and do this. Y'all been doing this for a minute. And it's good. And y'all having a good time doing it, I can tell.
Yeah, we have a blast.
Right. Y'all just chilling, having a good time. And y'all got good people and good energy in the room. So I see why y'all vibe out.
We appreciate you finally making it to Big Facts. Henry Welch, man. Let everybody know where they can tap in. Follow your social media.
Thank y'all for letting me hang out on Big Facts. Right now, I'm out on this tour with the Southern Soul Tour. I'm the only comedian. I'm hosting it. We're coming to Atlanta on April the 7th at the Cobb Energy Center. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at King Henry Welch. Check out my comedy special on Tubi. Matter of fact, I do got a movie on Tubi. It's called Strip Off. We shot it at Uptown Comedy Corner.
You
on Marietta Street.
The
Apartments. I'm also in the movie The Trap that's out on Netflix. Mm. Big up to my boy C-Bone for, doing the plug to my girl,
Black
Star.
C-Bone.
Yep.
Black on SIBO on fake manager, but yeah, it's all good. I appreciate y'all, but let me hang out with y'all, man. Henry Wealth, the most feared man in comedy, and Big Facts is up.
There you go, man. Check us out at www.bigfactspod.com. Like, comment, subscribe, share on that Big Facts Network, too. Salute.
Right now. Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.